know you say you're ready for my love, and that you just can't hardly wait. Yeah. But before you take this heart of mine into careless hands, I've got something to say. This heart's been mistreated. Yes, you really did mislead it.
If you got mine to break my heart, you're too late, they call this. 100 miles away, and somehow I still make it work. But it's overrated and somehow played out. Three doors down, so you can't ignore it. I'll hunt you down like a Tyrannosaurus. My teeth are sharp like a great white shark. Let me taste that flesh, it's my favorite part. Got an eagle beak with the ostrich feet. 7 spider eyes for every day of the week. Means I'm still at work and while your bitch ass sleeps, I'm an alien among the human beings.
Manish on the beat, shebang. All of my ops, they dead. Why do they gas me up? Where does it go? My head. How much I got? A lot. Don't leave again, I won't. Thinking of trying me, do like Bryson. Don't. Can I forgive? I can't. What do I need? Some shorty keep asking a date. She trying to finesse Poly Market for bread. Where's the beef? It's cooked. Where's the boy? He's booked. Don't even recognize none of these names at the top of the charts. I look, am I upset a bit? Last one you dropped was, I did press play on that. Mid, 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 skip, skip. What should I take? A trip. Who should I take? His tennis lessons with a Nike skirt on and that popping out. You're six. Where's a goat? They need one. The mirror's right here. I see one. My don't know how to pay me back. So he said next hat he catches a free one. What kind of clip? Extendo. What kind of Switch? Not Nintendo. Y'all hanging out with friends, though. They hanging out the window. What's up with gang? We back. What's in my raps? It's facts. She said she missed me, all caps. Gotta ain't better than that. What's up with life? It's lit. But I know it get better than that. I know it get better than that. I know it get better than that. Manish on the beat, shebang. All of my ops, they dead. Why do they gas me up? Where does it go? My head. How much I got? A lot. Don't leave again, I won't. Thinking of trying me, do like Bryson. Don't. 40, what's up, shebang? All of my ops, they dead. What am I now possessed? How do I feel to refresh? Secrets I know got you stressed. Will I take those to my death? Haven't decided just yet. Yeah. 40 was such a shebang. All of my ops, they dead. Please don't put me to the test. They trying to get back on the net. I'm trying to get back in the flesh. Yeah.
CJUMFM. I'm your host, Sabir, and you're listening to You Are Here every Fridays, 3 to 4 p.m., and I play music that I like. I play samples of original songs that I like. That was the original theme, just playing samples, but nowadays I just kind of play whatever I'm feeling. I like to use this more. It shifted more into like a personal diary that I use, a recollection that I like to look back on. And for anyone that comes along on the ride, I really appreciate it. And for those listening right now who happen to be on air, or I'm the one on air, but for those on air listening to me, I also appreciate that. I try to get, this is the one only spots where I really get personal, vulnerable. And I love that spot. Like, I'm surrounded by such cool people. Shout out Michael, shout out Jared, the station managers, everyone else. I love this spot because it almost feels like a second home, you know? And that's not even a stretch, man. This place has been really influential to my youth. But that's enough waffling. I'm trying to stop saying, Your boy came back from Japan, right? I came back from Japan. That's so crazy. The last time I was on air, I think it was 3 weeks ago, because I couldn't be here last Friday because I just had to pack and stuff. But now your boy's here. I'm ready. I feel rejuvenated. Oh, kind of. I'm low-key a little jet-lagged. Not even jet-lagged. I'm just lacking on sleep, period. But point being, I feel back. I feel good to be back. I'm so happy to be here. And I hope you guys have been doing well. This week, I'm playing songs, or this episode, I'm playing songs that have been on rotation for me during those 2 weeks that I was away. I was away from June 15th to June 30th, and I checked out, I went with two friends, and we checked out Tokyo for like 3 days, then Kyoto for 4 to 5 days, then Osaka for 3 days, and then Tokyo once again for 3 days. I'm not sure if the math adds up to 2 weeks, but like, give or take, that's was kind of our schedule for Japan. And I love Nippon, man. It was so dope. I was talking to Michael and he asked me what my highlight of my trip was, and it's hard to say, but I'd honestly say that waiting for the crosswalk at Shibuya was not underwhelming in any way. It was, Shibuya really was all that. And it's weird to say because it's just a quote-unquote crosswalk, but seeing it in person is something else. And going to the world of Shibuya, like, once you go to that crosswalk, there's like a plethora of there's a whole shopping / food district within that, and I didn't even know that existed. There's a whole world within Shibuya aside from just the crosswalk, and it was fascinating. And we went during World Cup season 2. I went to a pub to see Japan versus Brazil, and unfortunately Japan got knocked out, but the energy was exhilarating. I'm so happy that I went regardless. And sorry, where was I going? Yeah, this week's episode was just a bunch of stuff that I had on rotation during my Japan trip. The first song that you heard, sorry, the music's kind of loud, my apologies, I'm going to turn it down. The first song that you heard was Alien Boy by Oliver Tree. I had heard the news that he tragically passed away in a helicopter crash, like our second or first day of Japan, and I feel really bad because I checked out his discography again, or just his songs went trending again after his death, and I feel some type of way. But going back on that and listening to these bangers, I'm happy. I really think that's a great song, and I'm glad that I was able to listen to that to accompany my trip. It was super cool. It's tragic that he passed away, and I feel so fake for being one of those like post-death listeners. I always feel iffy about posthumous releases, but this was a new posthumous release. He dropped this in 2019. I'm glad. That was Alien Boy by Oliver Tree. The next song was Shebang by Drake on Iceman. And so, you may be wondering, I already played Iceman a few weeks ago, but I played that because we went to Harajuku and a lot of fashion districts in Japan, and in particular, BAPE. I got two BAPE t-shirts, one in Kyoto, one in Osaka, and I didn't get any in Tokyo, but we checked out the BAPE stores, and they played the same playlist. Like, we entered, whenever we went, they were playing the same playlist each time. Not that we minded it, I just thought it was funny, because it was Drake, it was some other stuff, but Shebang was usually on, like, we heard Shebang in both the times we went, and we joke about that. So that was Shebang, and following that was Thinking Clean by Blood Orange on his 2025 album, Essex Honey. I am pretty spoiled as far as trips and the things that I've done with my friends. Last summer, I had went to Toronto to catch the Weeknd hometown show in July-ish. And Blood Orange had just recently... Oh, no. Blood Orange had dropped a month later, I think. But he had dropped a couple singles prior to that. And whenever I listen to this album, I just get I just get teleported back into that time. And I'm glad that I mentioned that topic because one of the premises of the show was... I named it You Were Here just because of the significance of music / movie / insert any kind of art. The significance of that intertwined with our lives. Like, whenever you listen to a song... And it takes you back to, like, your graduation, for example, or the first time you met someone, for example, or a particular point in life, whether it be good or bad. Like, it's, I love the fact that in hindsight, you can almost adore it no matter how sad you were at the time, for lack of a better term, or however you felt. You can almost guarantee to look back on it with a smile at the very least, sometimes. And stuff like that is why I created the show, hence why I play the samples, just to give you some more context behind songs. And also, I like to use this as a diary of where songs have teleported me. And that's what Thinking Clean had done. Actually, well, that's what the that's what the album by Blood Orange had done for me. And that's why I love using the show as a medium for that. And I appreciate any ears for listening. And the song that you guys heard while I was waffling a few seconds ago that I cut off was called Alone in Kyoto by Air, and this was featured on the Lost in Translation soundtrack. I really wished, if you guys aren't familiar, Lost in Translation is about a film where these two people, they both feel isolated while on a trip to Japan, and they happen to meet at one of their hotels, and they just hit it off in a really cool way. It's directed by Sophia, I forget her last name, and the director actually, the film was done by the director to be as a way of expressing how she felt with her divorce with another director. And that director's response was actually Her, dropped in 2013, and it features Joaquin Phoenix and Amy Louise, I think. She was an arrival, and she plays Lois Lane in, like, the Henry Cavill Superman. But point being, I love the soundtrack, and having the opportunity to play it while actually in Japan was something else. I really wish I brought AirPods, though, because I actually wasn't using my headphones that much, because I had the big-ass over-ear headphones, and it was, like, pretty inconvenient, especially because I did my hair, and I didn't want to ruin my finger coils. Yes, it is that deep. I'm being so serious. That being said, that was the first four tracks you guys heard, and now I'm moving on to the rest of the songs that I had on repeat, except this one. I didn't have this on repeat, but the song you're about to hear is called Tears in the Rain by The Weeknd on his album Kissland. And Weeknd actually recorded that album primarily in Japan. I believe Tokyo. There's a documentary that I haven't finished, but mostly in Japan. He recorded a couple of tracks in Miami that he revealed while on tour, but mostly Japan. And hence why, if you were to ever... There's actually a CD copy of Kissland at the U of M library, UMFM CD library. And you can see the aesthetic and Japanese influence. It's super cool to see. And I just thought, like, come on, man. It's only appropriate if I play Kissland on here, even though I feel like I'm LARPing because I didn't have that on repeat. But so it goes. And without further ado, CJUM FM 101.5. I'm so glad to be back. I'm going to play this ad just to get it over with before I hop onto the songs. But I shall catch you guys in just a bit. In the meantime, hope you guys enjoy. Once again, you're listening to UM FM 101.5. I'm your host, Sabir, and you're listening to You Are Here every 3 to 4 p.m. on Fridays. I'll be catching you with a song right after this ad break. Thank you.
Tanariwen are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Touareg guitar masters Tanariwen perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanariwen live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Hey In need of a boost? IQ's Cafe and Billiards has you covered with your favorite Starbucks drink and food from some of Winnipeg's favorite spots, including O Donuts. We've got everything you need to fuel your next cram session. Ready for a much-needed study break? IQ's has your back. We've got top-of-the-line diamond pool tables, board games, foosball, ping pong, and more. Open from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m., and Sundays until 10 p.m. Come chill at IQ's Cafe and Billiards today.
those innocent eyes. That smile on your face makes it easy to trust you. If they only knew, the girl with the tattoo, like I do. Doing what you're doing just to get your way going. Yeah, I see, baby, just don't.
CJUMFM. You're listening to You Are Here, hosted by me, Sabir, every 3 to 4 p.m. on Fridays. Thank you for tuning in. You guys are just heard Erotic and Arabesque by Lily Choo Choo, and I'll actually explain who that is. But before that, you guys heard Girl with the Tattoo Interlude by Miguel. Such a banger. Had that on repeat during the trip. What a vibe. Tokyo and Osaka are both literally Blade Runner, but make it present day and not as futuristic. That's not it. That's just me saying how it is. I love neon signs. I love Metropolis. I love urban areas, and Tokyo might take the cake for that. I don't know. Tokyo, London, New York are like, what, the top three biggest cities, I'm pretty sure. And I got to say, after hitting Tokyo, man, like, I was at the Sky Deck and seeing the entire city. Bro, it just doesn't end, man. And the people are bustling, man. People are out and about. Shibuya, it was so far. I'm actually so sad. I need to go back. Anyways, the song you heard before that is Space is the Place by Men I Trust on the album Headroom. Prior to that, you guys heard... Yeah, I'm going to fix my mic. Prior to that, you guys heard Tears in the Rain by The Weeknd on Kissland. So as far as Lily Choo Choo, I had watched a movie on my flight back called All About Lily Choo Choo. And essentially, Lily Choo Choo is actually a fictional artist within the movie. And the soundtrack is on streaming platforms. But the movie is about young... The movie itself is about... Here, I'm about to explain. So I'm looking up the plot on Wikipedia. Okay, so it follows two boys from the start of junior high school into their second year. And it's a non-linear narrative. And it's very... It follows how, like, there are rough lifestyles, but the common denominator between, like, the common anchor point that always comes back is his love, the protagonist's love for this fictional artist called Lily Choo Choo. And I won't spoil the movie, but it's a very, like, imagine if Wong Kar Wai and Bjork had collabed on a movie/soundtrack. Like, that's the best I could explain it. And it's very, like... It's a very niche, sounds corny, but like for people who claim to be niche, it kind of fits in their lane. And I like the movie, so I'm kind of like shooting myself in the foot with that diss. But you'll get what I mean if you ever dive into the movie. Yeah, it has a pretty cult following fan base following its release. And I personally actually loved the movie despite me kind of dissing. It wasn't a diss. But I was a huge fan of the movie, and I like themes that touch on that kind of stuff, and especially the style, too. I love Wong Kar-wai, and this was not exactly Wong Kar-wai, but it's very eccentric in its filmmaking style. And the soundtrack itself, actually, here, the soundtrack of All About Lily Choo Choo was written and arranged by Takeshi Kobayashi with the vocals of the singer Salyu. That she is a real singer who was... brought on board for this soundtrack, and those two songs really displayed her skills. I heard from fans that they weren't as big as her actual career music as they were for the music that she made for Lily Choo Choo, which is interesting. But in the song, like within the movie, the songs are sung by the fictional character Lily Choo Choo, aka in real life Salyu, and apparently it also heavily used the classical music of Claude Debussy. And I think that's the last time I'm going to talk before I top it off for this week's episode. Thank you guys for listening. I have two songs remaining. One, Frank Ocean Nikes, but this time featuring Japanese rapper K-O-H-H. This version of Nikes is only found on Boys Don't Cry, I think in the magazine through a QR code, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure, but it's in a deluxe version, something to do with Boys Don't Cry, which is like Frank Ocean's magazine/label/brand that he made around the time of that Blonde drop. And this is a special edition of Nikes. And I first heard this in high school, and I haven't heard it since. And I'm getting pretty nostalgic in the booth while listening back to it. And the next song is World Star Money Interlude by Joji. I actually did not have this song on repeat during my trip, but I thought it was appropriate to how I felt. Yes, I'm a LARPer and I don't care. And I'm going to stop talking because I'm going to go slightly over the time anyways. But my inspirational message for this week is, I hope, I don't know, how do I, what's the, What's the instrument? I hope that you are able to be... I hope that you're able to express yourself and be vulnerable in front of the people close to you. Because during the trip in front of my friends, there were some times that we had some conflict. And I had, like, I haven't felt... the way I felt, I haven't felt that way since, like, elementary school, man. It was so crazy to feel that way as an adult. But I realized, like, man, that's the human process, man. I'm not going to deny myself of feeling emotions and expressing myself because I'm human, they're human, we're human. Who am I to deny myself of that? That's one of the pleasures I feel like of life. And actually, I say that because it's an instance of I love giving quote-unquote advice that I actually live by. And that's my message to you. It's going to feel uncomfortable for a while, actually, but I think it needed to happen. And I'm being very vague. I don't want to go too deep, but I hope that you're able to express yourself and be vulnerable. That's my inspirational message, if at all. And without further ado, you are listening to CJAU MFM 101.5. I was your host, Sabir, hosting You Are Here every 3 to 4 p.m. Fridays. And I won't catch you guys in air next week. You'll hear a pre-recorded show next week because I'll actually be helping out at the Winnipeg Folk Fest at the Shady Grove for the Young Performers Program and a couple of workshops. I'm excited. I'm going to see a couple of friends out there too. And yeah, without further ado, that's all for me. Take it easy, guys. Have a wonderful weekend. My bad, chat. We're having some technical difficulties, so I'm just going to waffle into this mic while I get this goddamn broadcast going. Oh my god, why is my MacBook being so lame? Tell me, guys, well, how was your weekend? What'd you do today? Well, today I went to... I'm just going to stop talking, bro. Bro. Why is it being like this? I don't want to top it off on a lame note. Please play. Work. Come on. Here. I think I'm gonna hook up. Actually, no. I think this is the end of the broadcast. I'm so sorry, you guys. I will play this at the start of the episode next week. I'm about to run over time anyways. What an awkward way to end off. But I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I still stand by my message that I gave you guys. Try and get vulnerable. Just like I did right now. God damn it. And I shall catch you guys next week. CJUMFM 101.5. You tuned in to You Are Here. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
We couldn't have done it without you. Pledge-O-Rama is in the books, and your support made it all possible. Every call, every donation, every bit of support added up. And that's what keeps UMFM going strong. What you gave goes right back into the station, into sound, the equipment, and the programming you come here for. Once again, you came through for UMFM. We can't say it enough, but thank you, friends. Your love and support means so much.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM, Campus and Community Radio.
Abacaxi, ah não, a terra generosa como as terras daqui. perfeição. Goiaba dentro é vermelha, igual ao meu coração. É doce, é maduro, é triste, é meio arredio. Meu coração dá de tudo, igual ao chão do Brasil. Pacatatu, cutia, não jabuti. Tem sabiá, tem curió, uiraburu, juriti. Bicho do mato agora pode sair. É um tiro só e a morte é doce como as frutas daqui. Pacatatu, cutia, não jabuti. Tem sabiá, tem curió, uiraburu, juriti. Bicho do mato agora pode sair. É um tiro só e a morte é doce como as frutas daqui. Banana de tudo que é feitio e feição. Goiaba dentro é vermelha, igual ao meu coração. É doce, é maduro, é triste, é meio arredio. Meu coração dá de tudo, igual ao chão do Brasil.